The Pope does not speak for Jesus Christ, so don't listen to him. That's the message I have for you today, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, former Roman Catholic W.F. White speaking here today at the Soul Refuge website here on YouTube. If you're Roman Catholic, you came out of that system, tell your friends about it. If you didn't come out of the system, tell your friends about it. Glory to God. So, once again, I'm going to deal with the issue of the Roman Catholic Pope. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. I want to make something perfectly clear to you today, ladies and gentlemen, that Pope Francis and all the other popes that came before him, they are not the representative of Jesus Christ on planet Earth as they teach. That's correct. They preach a false gospel. I know I came out of that system. It was the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, who delivered me out of the darkness of the Roman Catholic Church. Galatians 1, verses 8 to 10. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. So that was spoken, written by the Jewish apostle Paul. He was a man who was deceived in Judaism. He was lost. He was hellbound until the Lord rescued him. You can find that in the book of Acts. Read Acts chapter 9 and other portions of that book. You'll find how Paul testifies how the Lord saved his soul out of deception. So I want to make it clear to you today, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ delivered my soul from the false gospel of the Roman Catholic Church. And the Church of Rome teaches that he's the spokesman, that he speaks for Christ, that he's the Holy Father, that he is the vicar of Jesus Christ on earth. The word vicar, you know, that's you think of the word vicarious. They believe that the Pope is the representative. He's here. He's speaking for God. But that is totally not true. Actually, the word Pope comes from the word Papa, the Latin Papa, meaning Father. So he's known as the Holy Father. And you'll see him, he travels all over the world. Many times he's riding in his Pope Mobile. Thousands, even millions of fans, this idol of a man. People bow before him, kissing his ring. It's all idolatry, ladies and gentlemen. Pagan idolatry, Pontifex Maximus idolatry, to the very root. Matthew 23:9, it says, and call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father, which is in heaven. Who spoke those words? Jesus Christ himself spoke those words, ladies and gentlemen. He said, call no man your father, for one is your Father, which is in heaven. So keep that in mind the next time you hear that term being used, folks. And keep in mind that the Pope, he doesn't keep people from doing these things. He allows people to bow down before him. He allows people to kiss his ring. It's unbelievable, actually. So these are things you need to keep in mind, those titles, Holy Father or His Holiness. You know, the statements that are made by the Pope, you know, all the media will be flocking. It'll be front page news whenever the Pope makes a statement. Pope Francis said this. Pope Francis said this about global warming or about this, as if he is the hierarchy. As if whatever he says goes. Oh, it's so important. It means nothing. He's not the spokesman for Jesus Christ. He is not the vicar of Jesus Christ on earth as they teach. Look at this from the Catholic Catechism, 94 Catechism. It says, the Pope, Bishop of Rome, and Peter's successor is the perpetual invisible source and foundation of the unity, both of the bishops and of the whole company of the faithful. for the Roman pontiff by reason of his office as vicar of Christ and as pastor of the entire church has full, supreme, and universal power over the whole church, a power which he can always exercise unhindered. My, oh, my. So you see, they give a lot of authority and power to this man, but I'm here to tell you today, God never gave the man that power. This is all a man-made power, folks, and I'm telling you once again, run from it. You can see the references from the Catholic Catechism, those numbers, if you want to look up those things for yourself. So the absolute authority that is handed to this man, it's all man-made, folks. It is man-made. The vicar of Christ, Vicarius Christi in Latin. Oh my, means the Pope. He's the representative, according to them, of Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you today, as a former Roman Catholic, he is not the representative of Jesus Christ. He does not speak for Christ. He preaches false doctrines, regarding Mary, regarding the Catholic Mass as a sacrifice, that it satisfies the justice of God. All of these things, indulgences, penance, and we can go on and on. False teachings, it is a false gospel. They will tell you that the task of interpreting God's word has been entrusted to him. Look at this, the task of interpreting the word of God authentically has been entrusted solely to the magisterium of the church, that is to the Pope and to the bishops in communion with him. Hogwash, that's not true at all. Let's go to the Word of God. This is where you're going to find the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if you're young, you're old, you're still a Roman Catholic, you're still in that system, you need to study the Word of God for yourself. Pray and say, Lord, show me the truth. And he will show you the truth, just like he showed me the truth. 1 John 2, 24 to 27, let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Folks, it's the anointing of God. It's the anointing of the Holy Spirit. God is your teacher. Yes, God raises up different people within churches that can help you, that can instruct you, gives them different teaching. But any Christian, in fact, every Christian, if you are born again, if you have the Spirit of God will guide you, ladies and gentlemen, into all truth. You don't need this Roman Catholic Pope to interpret the Word of God for you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. For yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain, but even after that we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as ye know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God which trieth our hearts. Glory to God. You know, Christian, if you've been born again of the Spirit, you've been entrusted with the gospel of Jesus Christ. God allowed you, he trusted you with the gospel, not to be a man pleaser, ladies and gentlemen. So you know, when I was born again, ladies and gentlemen, I came out of this system of Roman Catholicism, the Word of God lit up to me. I mean, and I just read, I devoured the Word of God. And the more I read the Word of God, the more I saw how wicked the Church of Rome was. Oh, yes, that's the God honest truth. And the more I read the Word of God, I said, I never heard these things before. And that's why I speak out the way I do against this system, because it is a counterfeit system. It is a soul-damning system. And in this modern day of unity, working hand in hand with the system, you need to be prepared, folks, because your pastor is not standing against this more than likely. And if he knows the truth about Rome and he's saying nothing, that's a big problem. So you're hearing it here, ladies and gentlemen. I've spoken before about the Vatican flag that flies over in Rome. It's the Vatican flag that was on the Pope's car when he was in America some years ago. They have an agenda. There's no question about it. And that Vatican flag speaks volumes. The keys, they believe they're the one true church and the only true church. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. I don't care how smooth this Pope may seem to you, ladies and gentlemen. You are being duped if you're falling for that stuff. So look at this. Regarding this papal tiara, ladies and gentlemen, I put an image on the screen here. This is from Wikipedia. Receive the tiara adorned with three crowns and know that thou art father of princes and kings, ruler of the world, vicar on earth of our Savior Jesus Christ, to whom is honor and glory forever and ever. So there it is. There's that three-tiered crown. They believe that he is the father of princes of kings, that he's the ruler of the world. Look at this. The Pope is the vicar on earth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's three lies, folks. The three tier of lies. That's what it is. Nothing but lies, folks. So this is what they want you to believe. And this is how people are being snookered. They're being seduced into this system. Is incredible what is happening in the world today, in the church world. Very little resistance, absolutely incredible. As I said before, you have people bowing down before the Pope and kissing his ring. You know, some months back, I came across a video. You know, I pray for the salvation of that man's soul. But people were bowing down before the Pope and kissing his ring, and he was pulling his hand back. I was actually laughing. It was humorous. Some people, he was letting them kiss his ring, and others, he was pulling his hand. You could probably find it on YouTube. He's pulling his hand back. It was hysterical to watch. And then others, he was like, and the look on the people's faces as they're about to kiss the ring and he pulled it away, that was shocking. It was really funny to watch. It's ridiculous, folks. Jesus Christ would never let something like this happen. You don't even get a glimpse of this. When you read the gospel accounts, folks, you find that the disciples, they're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're being persecuted. They're being thrown in prison. You don't find Peter or Paul allowing people to bow down and kiss their ring. This is disgraceful. And that man needs to get saved, as I said before. So to think of the hundreds of millions of people that have been seduced by this man, the man in the window that speaks out of the Vatican, and you'll see that whole plaza filled with tens, probably hundreds of thousands of people hanging on this man's every word. Folks, get out while you can. You know, if you look in the book of Acts, folks, you remember when Peter met with Cornelius and went to his house, and it says here in Acts chapter 10, verses 25 and 26, and it says that as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him, but Peter took him up, saying, "Stand up, I myself also am a man." Now think about that. I mean, that they believe that the Catholic Church that came down, you know, the succession of the apostles, and it all began with Peter. Peter is the rock. Now look what Pete says here. He says, "Stand up. Get up off your feet. I'm a man just like you." Now contrast that with the Pope. Not only this Pope, but all the previous Pope. People bowing down before him, kissing his ring. Idolatry of the worst kind, ladies and gentlemen. Remember the word of God, folks. These are scriptures that I read, you know, when I got saved. And as I said, the more you read the word of God, the truth sets you free. You're like, my, how could I possibly remain in such a system of pagan idolatry? And that's why, you know, as I see what's going on in the body of Christ today, with people joining hands in hands, working hand in hand. You know, there's a video out there, ladies and gentlemen. You know, where that Hillsong Church, they allowed the Catholics to come in and do a Catholic Mass. There they are with their transubstantiation and the Blessed Sacrament. You folks, you want to realize, understand where we are in time? how close we are, ladies and gentlemen, and people talking about the mark of the beast. Oh, I won't do. Oh, we'll be raptured out of here before that happens. Meanwhile, you have people worshiping a piece of bread, a wafer, and think they're on fire for God. Oh, the unity, we all got to be one. You have been deluded. You have been deceived. I'm telling you by the Spirit of the living God today, you are hearing the truth here regarding the Church of Rome. I'm telling you, don't join with them. If you're in it, get out as quickly as you can. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, you must understand them. Look at this from Acts chapter 10, verses 42 to 48. And he commanded us, this is Peter. Now, this is later on in that chapter, okay, where he's speaking to Cornelius and the others that were with him. It says, and he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead, meaning living and the dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. So let me just break this down. So you might understand that here's Peter, he's talking to Cornelius, and so now he told him what everything, because Cornelius said, God showed him, you know, I got a call for you, you have something to show me. So now Peter's doing just what God wanted him to do, and he made it clear that God's going to judge the living and the dead. To him give all the prophets witness. We're talking about Christ, okay? So as he's preaching to them, the Holy Ghost fell upon them, folks. Think about that. Powerful. The Holy Ghost. Now watch this. They weren't baptized yet, folks. You know, so this teaching of baptismal regeneration, remember this, folks. Physical water, there's nothing you can do in the physical that's going to give you a spiritual benefit. It's a spiritual transaction, folks. The Holy Ghost fell upon these people. And this is who you need, Roman Catholic. You need the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth. And he's going to guide you into all truth. When the Holy Ghost came into my heart, he brought me out of the Church of Rome. So this is the way the Holy Ghost works. He will take that word. He will anoint the word of God to your heart, and he's going to bring you out of idolatry. That's what he does. That's exactly what he does. So here it says, they of the circumcision which believed, they were astonished. What does that mean? The Jewish people were like, what? The Gentiles are getting saved just like us. So they realized that Jew and Gentile is no difference. You either know Christ or you don't. You're either in the Holy Ghost or you're not. You're either saved or lost. The wrath of God abides upon everybody who refuses to believe in Jesus Christ. That is the truth. So that's what I want you to see there, ladies and gentlemen. Peter, again, in 1 Peter 1, 17 and 19, it says, and if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Peter knew the deal regarding salvation. He knew he was redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Whoever you are out there, if you've never been redeemed, if you've never been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, then you're still in your sins as I speak to you today. So take the advice of Peter, folks. It was the blood and nothing but the blood. That's why I love singing the blood songs. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Hallelujah. So that's why we sing these songs, folks, because it's the blood and nothing but the blood that will wash away your filthy, ungodly sins, ladies and gentlemen. Romans 8, 16 and 17, it says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. I'm an heir of Christ, hallelujah, an heir of God, joint heir with Jesus Christ. I don't need a pope. I don't need the pope to interpret God's word with me, for me. I don't need that. The scriptures tell me that I'm saved. The scriptures tell me that I'm redeemed. The scriptures tell me that I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I don't need to listen to the man in the window over in the Vatican commenting whenever anything happens in the world and people hanging on his word. Folks, you need to be saved. You need to be born again of the Spirit. Oh, yes. Remember what I said, Isaiah 8:20. Here it is again. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Hallelujah. These are things you need to understand, folks. As I said, you know, I was raised, ladies and gentlemen, as a Roman Catholic. I was an altar boy. Went through all of these things, the sacraments, praying to Mary, praying my rosary beads, and so on and so forth, going to confession, talking to the priest, bless me, Father, for I've sinned. It's been so long since my last confession. You start confessing your sins. And then when the Lord saved me, I said, I knew the lights went on and I realized I'm going into this confessional booth, confessing my sins to an unsaved man. The man needs Jesus Christ as much as I do. My, oh my, what a deliverance, folks. What a joy to realize you can go straight to the man in glory. Hallelujah. You can go straight to the King of Kings. You can go straight to the Lord of Lords. Come out of that system. So folks, you know, as I said, praying my Hail Marys, counting them off on my rosary beads. I was in deception. I was on my way to hell, getting mass cards, praying for people in purgatory. Oh my. I would go over to the rectory, get a mass card when somebody died, bring it to the funeral parlor for relatives or friends or whatever, and it's all for naught. It was all for nothing. Why? Because there is no purgatory. All of these false teachings. This is why I say that the Pope does not speak for Jesus Christ. He's speaking the devil's gospel, folks. You can be set free. You need the Holy Ghost. Okay, so John 14 and 26, it says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? That's the Holy Ghost. It's called the Comforter, folks. Roman Catholic, you need the Comforter. He will comfort you. He will guide you into all truth. Look at this. John 16, verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Now, look how often the word he and himself is used. He, over and over again. The Holy Spirit is a he. It's a person, not a force, as some cults like the Jehovah's Witnesses teach. The Holy Spirit is a person. Look at that. It says, but whatsoever he shall hear. What do you mean he shall hear? Who's talking to him? He's working in cooperation with the Father and the Son. The triunity of the eternal Godhead. Hallelujah. Look at this. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And this speaks to my salvation, folks. It says, you know, we haven't received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, and he shows us the things that are freely given. You know, that I'm saved, that I can be saved, that it's the blood of Jesus Christ, that I don't need a pope. that's something the Holy Spirit showed me, that I don't need a pope, that I don't have to go to Mass to have my sins forgiven. I don't have to go to confession. I don't have to pray to Mary. You see this? That's the Holy Ghost, folks. That's what the Holy Ghost does. He brings comfort to your heart. Hallelujah. If you're a former Roman Catholic, you know I'm telling you the truth, because you've experienced the same thing, folks. It's the Holy Ghost that will bring you out. Look at this, John 3:16-18. Very famous passage of Scripture, by the way, spoken by Christ himself. He said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Isn't that beautiful? "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." I love that word, saved. "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." You know what you have to do, ladies and gentlemen, to go to hell? Listen, nothing. I'll say it again. You know what you have to do to go to hell? Nothing. Just continue living your life the way you are and don't turn to Christ for the salvation of your soul. Oh, yes. So this is saying here, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already." So you are condemned already. You're sitting in your sins. The wrath of God is upon you right now without Christ. You end up paying for your own sins. You remain in your sins. So keep in mind, folks, it's the word of God that you need. Remember in the book of Acts chapter 17, verse 11, regarding the people of Berea, it says, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so." So, you know, when I heard the gospel, I got saved. I devoured the word of God. I still love the word of God. And this is the truth, ladies and gentlemen. It sets you free. You compare the scriptures, okay, the word of God, to the teachings of Rome. And you see, look, if this is true, then this can't be true. And that's what sets you free. This is what I did with the Marian apparitions. You realize I'm into this Medjugorje stuff regarding the messages they say are coming from Mary. You look at the messages of Mary, the alleged apparition, and you compare the scriptures. You say, "No way, Jose. Can't be. It's a lie. It's from the pit of hell. And it's the Holy Ghost that showed me these things." So keep that in mind, folks. And remember the title of the message here. The Pope does not speak for Jesus Christ, so don't listen to him. Be blessed.